Morning show at East Coast FM. Now, flooding in Kilcool. Let's return to that. Independent councillor Tom Fortune was at the scene in Kilcool where many residents were concerned that their homes would be flooded. And Tom made contact with Irish Rail and arranged for a digger to come from Gorey to have the water released before the next tide the following morning. To look at the concerns here, let's talk to Tom Fortune, but also we'll be joined by Barry Kenny from Inverdaron. Tom, good morning.
Good morning, Declan. How are you?
Okay, I know you're a resident of Kilcool, but what was the site that greeted you on Saturday evening down by the sea?
Well, I got a phone call, Declan, about 10 to 2, quarter to 2 on Saturday from some of the residents, from Stephen and Paddy Meekin and Eamon Tiger and a few of them. So I went down to meet a bunch of really concerned residents. The river was basically flowing the wrong way. And it was coming out under a second bridge that's down there at a very, very fast rate. Based on their experience, they knew that within 2 or 3 hours they were going to be in serious, serious trouble. So what do you do? So we chatted, and then I started making phone calls. I rang the emergency number. And while I was waiting to try and get some response from that source, I rang the fire brigade. And I must say, Declan, I can't speak highly enough of Greystone's Fire Service under the management of the Chief, Kieran Hayden. They were absolutely fantastic. And they stayed there with us until 7 o'clock on Saturday night. I then rang, I got on to Irish Rail, and they were a man called David Bourne, and he was excellent. He listened, he was limited what he could do. And then as the day progressed, the fire lads were, and civil defence were there supporting. The fire lads were pumping the water away at about 1,000 litres a minute. So eventually I got back to David, and then David came back to me again. And we got on then to the National Parks and Wildlife. And between all of that, David organised to get a low loader to bring a digger from Gorey. And that arrived around 6:30, 7:30. And they did some work then further up the river, which was, had to be done. And that relieved the pressure as well. And the fire lads, as I said, stayed there until about 7:15. And they got great cooperation from Irish Rail. They had to actually bring the hoses from the river across the track. They had to take a fencing out of the way, and they had to ring and get permission to make sure there was no trains coming and stuff like that. So it was really quite dramatic on the day. But, you know, within all the annoyance of the residents and everything else, there was great humour. There was plenty of hot chocolate and tea and biscuits, but it was a very, very serious issue, Declan, for about 4.5 hours. And I had a look at it again yesterday, and I made some more phone calls yesterday. And the work that was done by the digger, the water about a quarter mile further down now was going the right direction. Because what's wrong as well is the river that comes down into that coastal area that picks up kind of water from Ballyroan and Kilcool and Newtown and Kennedy streams and various things. And it comes down, it should come down there, turn left and head for the breaches. But it's been man-made to turn right, which means when you have a problem, it throws the water up potentially back at the houses. Also, the breaches then plays a key role in all of this, Declan. Stephen mentioned that to you. The breaches gets blocked with silt. And if the river was flowing the right way, because of the force of the river, there's a good chance that the breaches would stay clear naturally. But because of the way it has been interfered with many years ago, it means that the water force going through is not strong enough, so it gets silted up and needs to be cleared. Now, there's a perfect local solution for that. John Nugent from Newcastle Airfield had been clearing this, and there was no problems. It takes him about half an hour to score of an hour to do it. And then Wicklow County Council did it up to about 10 years ago, and then Irish Rail took it over. And then for some reason then, it got to do with insurance. John Nugent was stopped doing it. So it's now, I had, as I said, Declan, I could give you a book and a half of phone calls I did over the 2 days. It turns out now it's all back to the OPW. So I've been on to the OPW this morning, and I'm waiting on a call back. And I have to say also that Simon Harris's office was very cooperative with me, himself and Stephen Nolan. He's very able assistant. They have been very helpful, and they're going to do all they can at their end to try and make it happen.
Right, so we've an ongoing situation and got several parties involved. I'll come back to you in a second, Tom, but I just want to hear from Barry Kenny and the perspective of Aidan Redair and all this. Hello, Barry.
Hi, Declan.
Good morning to you, and you were commended for your organisation lending a hand, of course, on a Saturday. But long term, what's going to happen and what's Irish Rail's involvement?
Well, we would, I suppose, directly because this is a flood plain and it doesn't actually impact on the railway. We don't have a direct involvement or responsibility. We did work for a period from May 2019 to the end of 2020 with the National Parks and Wildlife Services. We had some programs of work in the area. They were pretty aligned. So we, on a short-term basis with National Parks and Wildlife, said, look, we will take on the clearing the breaches on a temporary basis for that time. And, you know, they, on ongoing, so generally the requirement that they would have had from us was through the summer, but we were able to respond further. So with, I suppose, kind of on a very long-term basis, we were very clear on that we would be doing this on a temporary basis up to the end of 2020. We've been in contact since, and, you know, where there's assistance required, such as there was at the weekend, obviously, if there's something that we can do and a way we can assist, we're delighted to do so. But what we do want to do, ultimately, to assist people in resolving this is that whoever takes this on an ongoing basis, if they need things like access across the railway line, that we put obviously the procedures in place to assist that, to assist them with it. But it is certainly not a case, as kind of intimated there, that this is something that we've been doing for 10 years. We don't have an involvement in this. We did because it assisted our own programme of work for a short period of time since May 2019. And really our role, I suppose, into the future is to assist whichever agency, and as I say, we've been in contact with Wicklow County Council, with National Parks and Wildlife, the OPW, potentially Irish Water role as well. But we would facilitate whatever is needed to undertake these works by whoever is I suppose.
Is there a danger that the line could become flooded at all?
It's not something that we've had an issue with. And, that, you know, I mean, you know, we don't want to just say, well, our line doesn't flood, so that's the end of it. You know, we do want to assist in whatever solution is found here and in facilitating that. But ultimately, you know, it is a floodplain. It's something that happens away from the line and doesn't actually impact on the line. We have other issues as so well known over the years in terms of coastal defence, and that ultimately is the type of work that we would have been doing in that area it was made sense for us to kind of assist the National Parks and Wildlife for a period of time. And we've been in contact with Tom and outlined this to him and outlined to the local authority and all the other stakeholders that we, you know, we will put in place for any organisation the procedures that need to be undertaken.
Okay, the safety procedures of people going onto the line and things like that.
Because obviously that's something we have to ensure the trains are safe, and we have to ensure that anybody working in the vicinity is safe as well.
Right, Tom, I'll go back to you there. So the future, what needs to be done?
Well, the future is there's apparently an OPW study being done, but based on the information I've gathered in the last couple of days, that's going to take some time into the middle of the year, the late part of the year, before that shows any kind of outcome. But what needs to be done in the short term, and Barry might have misheard what I said, Wicklow County Council looked after the breaches up to about 10 years ago, and then John Nugent was clearing it on a voluntary basis, and then the Irish Rail stepped in for a short period because of insurance problems and that, and then we are where we are today. So what needs to be done, Declan, there is a solution. John Nugent, who runs Newcastle Airfield, has a digger and had been clearing it, and he can clear it. And the process takes something like a half an hour to 40 minutes. And he's not insured to do it. So if he goes across the track and goes down onto the beach to do it, and something happens, but he's not covered. So one of the agencies, whether it be OPW or whoever, which I'm talking to today, needs to cover the insurance again. That's the short-term solution, and that would work very well. And in the meantime, then, Wicklow County Council, with the OPW, are talking about getting a bigger survey done on the place. So that's what needs to be done. But there's no way that we can tolerate locally
what happened on Saturday. Listen, just looking at time here, just one last question.
Okay, go on.
Just,
and I won't hold you up too long. I also want to thank Wicklow County Council as well, because good things happen sometimes out of bad things. And I've just been informed this morning the sea road in Kilcool is in an absolutely horrendous state. And we've been talking and talking and pushing and pushing. And this morning the council have confirmed to me that they're going to do emergency repairs on it right away, and they're going to include it in their road maintenance program this year to resurface it. So it's important for the people of Kilcool to know that, because that road is in a deplorable state.
Absolutely.
And I want to thank Wicklow for doing that as well.
Okay, give me 10 seconds on why the direction was changed. Why does it turn left instead of right?
It was done by the landowners many, many years ago. And then the National Parks and Wildlife purchased the land. But anyone looking at it, I mean, I'm not an engineer, but so there's a lot of people looking at that who are more qualified at that early than I am, and how they can tolerate the river coming down the way it is and taking a turn right as you look at it from the sea, and think that it won't cause a problem with tides and different things coming in. It's a no-brainer, Declan. Really a no-brainer.
All right, fair enough. Councillor Tom Fortune, Independent. And thanks, Barry Kenny, for that as well.
Thanks, Barry, as well. And thanks, Irish Rail.
Very good. All right, that's Barry Kenny from Irish Rail, and also Independent Tom Fortune.